Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning to you. So, you wonder why you're here. Coming back because you can't get enough. Maybe you've had enough of not having what you want in life. And you believe you still should have an opportunity to have extreme wealth. And maybe, just maybe you're right. You should have extreme wealth. But don't you just, well, I'm not going to go into that. What's your focus on? Have you ever really thought about what your focus or lack of focus brings to you? Maybe not. You know, we weren't taught to focus on ourselves. We were taught to focus on everybody and everything else but ourselves. Unfortunately, we weren't taught that it was okay to have an expectation. Excuse me while I stir my coffee so I can enjoy your company even more. Or maybe I need to enjoy my own company. I haven't had my cup of decaf this morning. Although I've been up since 5:30. It's a world of wealth. It really is a world of wealth. There's abundance everywhere. There's massive energy being shaped every day naturally. And every day naturally by human beings as well. You see the clouds and the rain and the weather patterns, they all form. And we think nothing of how that really happens. But that's the problem too. We don't think about how we could cause our own wealth to happen. Because we have it pretty good, especially here in America. We're kind of boiled rotten in some countries today, huh? Because they're aware of the freedom that we have to create great wealth for ourselves, because it's happened over and over again to so many people here in America. And what would keep us from that wealth? Why would we ever think that we're not worthy of having wealth or not capable of having wealth? Because we weren't taught how it happened. We just weren't taught how wealth comes about. There are secrets that every wealthy person has used since the dawn of consciousness. Wealthy people who step away from something, do something else. And it's not that big of a secret. I just opened the door for you. Come on in. Enjoy the wonderful world of wealth. How does that happen? Let's look at someone who went from having little to nothing, having a job, just working as a railroad employee. There's so many examples of people rising to wealth. But we don't hear about that stuff. We're hearing about the people who rule over. So let me talk about a young man who went from working on trains in the railroad industry to the top of a corporation. And why did that happen for him? You might wonder, How could somebody that was just a mechanic working on trains go to the top of a corporation? I'll share how. This young man that I'm referring to, he went and did his regular job, just like you do. He went to work, and as he did his regular work, like you, he probably was bored. Like you, he had a boss. He had a boss who was seasoned at what he did. He was a veteran at it. He knew what he was doing. But then one day, the boss, they were in the middle of a project that needed to be done. You got to keep the trains on the tracks, right? The boss decided that he'd had enough for the day. You see, when you're the boss, you have that power. So the boss decided that he was going to town, man. He was, you know, going to town. He was going to have him some fun. You see, when you're a boss, you can have some fun, too. You have a little more freedom than the ones at the bottom. You can get on top. The boss was going to go to town for some fun. And this young man was left to take care of the trains, making sure that the trains would be on the track to keep things flowing for America. This young man was forced into a situation where he had to think for himself. He had to do the right thing. And he had the freedom to do it because the boss was gone. But there was something that was lacking. Time. He had to get it done in a certain period of time. So he had intensity in his life. It was like he was forced into a survival mode. Something different than what he was used to. He was used to just a regular routine. And suddenly that routine changed because the boss decided to go to town, have a little fun, see what he could cause to rise, stir when he went to town. Dead was stir. The rise of a young man to promise. And a corporation's rise to dominance years later. But as that man went to town to get drunk and have some fun, he had no idea that he was creating the future of wealth for a young man. He had no idea. The boss had no idea when he left the young man working on the train that he, that young man, would eventually rise to the top of a corporation because he was put in survival mode of fixing those trains in a certain period of time so they were on the right track. This young man was put on the right track because a boss left him to do something. This young man went from just being a railroad grunt to being at the top of a corporation because this one incident happened, along with many other things that came to him and thoughts from the past and things he would link as he climbed. However, the boss left, intensity happened, survival kicked in, and the young man did a good job. He kept the trains on the track. That young man was Walter Chrysler. That young man went from poverty to living a wealthy lifestyle because of what happened to him. And what happened to him was he was put into pressure, under pressure. And he had a choice to just not do anything or to do what he had been doing and take the knowledge he had learned through observation of the boss and do something good. He didn't go get drunk like the boss. He remained there with an opportunity for success, anyone, being able to take credit for his work, being able to hold him back. He chose to do the right thing. He went from just getting by at that time in his life to a wealthy status years later. You see, we don't know what we don't know. But what we do know is conscious life is capable of learning and growing forever. Forever and ever. It still kind of baffles me as to why conscious beings, this wonderful life form that we are, why we would ever focus on dying. You know that an organism has to live. To live. And there aren't other animals out there that are focused on death. They're focused on surviving. And we're out of the survival mode because we don't live in nature anymore. We don't live in nature. We have this freedom beyond nature and its storms and a beast eating us for dinner. Unfortunately for our primitive ancestors, there were family members of ours that got eaten up by another animal because they had to run from them. They didn't have the protection that we have. We don't live with wild animals around us. We live in civilizations that are all over the country, all over the world, I should say, where people can rise to a wealthy elite class. No other time in the history of mankind have we had an opportunity to end the power of bosses over us. We can start our own companies in America. We have that ability. Imagine what would happen in America if more and more people began to work for themselves, rising in power and wealth, having an elite status. What would happen to it? It would be amazing, simply amazing, and very simply done. And so what I do is I help people comprehend this concept of power over us or being in power. And I love to help people gather up their own power and begin to rise. I'm seeing it happen over the years, time and time again. I love being part of the Neo-Think Society. Is there anything wrong with thinking differently? That's exactly what Walter Chrysler had to do. He was in a survival mode. He had to do it. He had intensity all over him. The work had to still be done. The boss was gone. The boss went to get twisted off and twisted up if he could in town. Gave him an opportunity. Walter, young Walter, had an opportunity. Knock, knock, man. He got it. He took it. He made the railroads run. He fine-tuned some automobiles later on and the rise of Chrysler Corporation had begun when he was young. He had no idea. He had no idea what was to come in his life at that point. He just knew he had to get something done or somebody else went out to get something done or to do something. We live in a world of irrationality. And all of this, we are so capable. We have an ability to go from poverty to wealthy status, but it's not taught. And so within the Neo-Think Society, the Society of Secrets, not a secret society. It's a society of secrets, ones we share with people that join us. You can gain valuable knowledge and a system to use your time very efficiently. You're gaining power. That should have been your lifelong quest, and it was at one time. In Tampa, Florida, New Year's Eve weekend, a great time to be had by anyone who comes. Only $125. But only 100 people can come. 100 people will be offered this opportunity across the world. Only 100 people get to come. Pretty amazing, right? 100 people, $125. Life-changing information. Great time for socializing, playing, a New Year's Eve party, music, fun all over, setting the people free to prosper into the new year with the secrets that are contained within the NeoThink Society. Secrets you're not going to get somewhere else. The books aren't published through bookstores. You won't find them on a library shelf. But we have the books. The books are cheaper than most textbooks in college. And college doesn't teach you stuff. What's required to make a leap from being in poverty to living a wealthy lifestyle? Doing what Walter Chrysler did. But having the right schedule to make your pieces fall together much more quickly makes all the difference in the world. Those who attend will get that schedule. It's a secret that's only contained within the NeoThink Society. You'll get that planner for the new year. What a party, right? What a value. $125. You know there are people that will spend more on that than in their alcohol and getting dressed up for a New Year's Eve party and start the new year the same as they were last year? I know people that will do that. Plenty of them. But only 100 people will decide that $125 is of incredible value to come to this event. By the way, if you bring someone, your guest gets to come for free. Now, they won't get all the goodie bag that you get because, you know, those are costs. But you can bring your guests for free. Amazing, right? It sure is. To think that party that I'm hosting for New Year's this year that started out as a call back in like 2008, maybe before that, started out as a call to welcome in the new year with people that I knew all over the world. In fact, a few of my friends from outside of this country came on my call. Has, for the past 3 years, the third year running, become a party, a real party, where I get to be with people that want to hang with me and I want to hang with them. It's been an incredible fun time. And this year, only 100 people get to come. And they get the tool. They get these secrets to make their new year that much brighter and begin their rise from poverty to the wealthy status. Why shouldn't you be wealthy? Do you believe you should prosper and live happily? You should. Do the conditions exist for you to be prosperous and happy? Your yes or your no, either way you like. So I can promise you that I can show you the solution to your problem, and you will suddenly feel different the very next morning when you rise and begin your rise. to the wealthy elite status. It'll be easier than anything you've ever done before because you won't be fighting against time. You'll be working with time. You won't be fighting against something you don't want to do. You'll be working with that which you would like in your life. It's all about a paradigm shift. And believe me, the ball may be dropping in New York City on New Year's Eve, but the wealth will be rising and the balls will be lit up when the clock strikes midnight in Tampa, Florida. Now, those that won't be able to attend will be able to purchase the critical things that you're going to need to change your life in 2017. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, as they say. It won't cost you as much as a semester of college to get everything you're going to need to have success. It will cost you some planning and some time in the beginning, and then you will be so full of energy and renewed hope in yourself and your future that a boss won't matter. You'll be like Walter Chrysler. You really will. You'll decide that the boss doesn't really matter. What you do does. And if you are bossy, you'll give it up. Because you'll realize that you didn't like it and it's not serving you or anyone else well. I know this because I've been there, done that. I know what happened to me. I was invited into the Neothink Society. I know as I went through my very earliest days of reading and trying to understand and applying it to my life that I gained all kinds of advantages that my other family members and my friends didn't have. I know that I have a very different way of looking at life because I see that everyone has great potential to rise from poverty to wealth. And I know that it's going to take just one simple thing to make it happen quickly. And I'm going to share all these secrets with those who attend my New Year's Eve event in Tampa, Florida. You can gain information about it by calling 314-448-1462, but you will have to hurry because there are only 100 spots. We'll even work with you on getting it paid for, but you're going to have a cutoff date because if you don't have it paid by a certain time, there will be somebody waiting for your spot. It's just that simple. It's been a lot of fun for a lot of years. There's been a lot of knowledge offered for a lot of years. I have been paid to do this for years. This is going to be the best party ever. I'm sure of it. I can absolutely assure you that you will not be the same when you leave after playing with myself and my friends for a couple of days. We'll start on Friday evening and we'll end midday on Sunday. What a beautiful thing to have New Year's Eve happen on a Saturday night. Terrific, right? You can sleep in a little bit on Sunday and finish things up. The Forever Workshop is going to change your life. Just like Walter's life was changed forever. When his boss decided to twist off from work and go get twisted off, drinking and seeing what he could do that night, leaving his young employee, because he was the boss. He might not have owned the company, but the guy was the boss because he was above Walter. But Walter suddenly took off, not knowing for sure where he was going. But because he was an integrated thinker, if he had been observing the boss, taking in the nitty-gritty detail. This pant was no longer a boy. Walter became a young man, rising to wealthy elite status in time. I can help you with that. I know that I can. I have learned the secret. I understand the concept. And you have been taught. Facts, sure, facts of life. But they've been out of context because the system that we live within has been flawed ever since we left nature to this brilliant consciousness thousands of years ago. We are ready for a new millennia. We're in the greatest time ever. 2000-something. What a wonderful time to be living. When we don't live in nature and don't have to be worried about getting chewed up, spit out, bones only by a beast. We don't. We live in civilizations throughout the world that can apply these concepts and change the status of every nation, because the status of every individual in the nation could be changed so quickly. So come and join me. The number to make your reservation is 314-448-1462. Or you can go to gobeyond.club and get it in right now. Gobeyond.club. Thanks for being with me, because every day people make the world rock. I just showed you an example of one. Walter Chrysler. What a roll, baby. Train on the track. Thanks for being with me. Instead of my show, please. Oh, I'm sloppy. Be in your song. I'm going to see you back tomorrow. Because the group you're in is non-ruling class. Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on.